pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think
about. Tag is a movie based on the premise of a bunch of men playing tag with each other. I mean, it's based on a true story, whatever that means, at the beginning. So apparently there were some guys who played tag with each other. The cast is pretty good. Jeremy Renner, Jake Johnson, Ed Helms, and John Hamm. And the director, Jeff Tomczyk, is making his first attempt. It's, I guess, not much more than what you would expect it to be. It's just a bunch of gags and funny sequences of people playing tag, sometimes in slow motion. Enjoyable. Sometimes people are just in the mood to watch a bunch of A-listers and B-listers play tag. And if that this is one of those times, then the movie will probably be satisfying. I'm not sure where this movie sits in the canon of American film. I think in recent years, in the years since The Hangover, American male-based comedies have struggled to find a footing. Nothing along the lines of the bridesmaid like brand of female comedies, which is far superior to the male comedies in the last 5 years. And so this is an attempt perhaps for some type of a vehicle of a male comedy, which is not nearly as raunchy as the female comedies that have been popularized in recent years. And perhaps not nearly as funny as the female comedies either. So it remains to be seen where the all male sort of comedy, will go. And perhaps it's, the future doesn't contain a world in which a bunch of guys joking around with each other is funny to the extent of something like Blockers, which came out last year, struggles so much with the tension of particularly light-skinned male protagonists. They're hard for audiences to root for good reason. And so to the extent that there can be a group of all-male jokers who can have fun at nobody else's expense, it remains to be the type of movie that has not been pulled off well in 2018. And Tag is an example of the comedy that results from the sort of light half-hearted joking that nobody kind of really believes is the type of speak that men have in private with each other anyway. That just doesn't really seem believable as a bunch of guys joking around playing tag with each other. I think we know that the type of things that men, when they're alone, say to each other tends to be much more destructive and exclusionary, and that's the framework of experience that people are taking into the movie. And so to make a believable movie where guys are acting as innocent preteens playing tag with each other as 40-year-olds, I think it's a difficult sell.